It's a powerful, magnificent drug. It's a drug which virtually every one of us is involved with. It is a drug which we love, which we cannot imagine living without, and also a drug that sometimes we wish we could do without. It is a drug that has created enormous mayhem and chaos and death and suffering, and also enormous pleasure and wonderment and all of these good things. What is that drug? The automobile. Now the fact of the matter is, we have no alternative but to accept the reality that automobiles are here to stay, and that we have no choice but to learn how to live with them so that they cause the least possible harm and the greatest possible good. The same harm reduction definition and challenge we apply to other things. Now I'll tell you something. If you look at the history of the automobile, at least in our society and some number of others in the last few decades, what do you see? You see more and more cars on the road, driving more and more miles, yet fewer people dying, less pollution going into the air, less people being wounded and hurt. We ain't there yet, but what it does mean is that a powerful substance, a diversity of substances, can become ever more available in our society, yet we can reduce the harms associated with them. We can learn how to live with them so that they cause the least possible harm.